insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome brothers and sisters to our program again. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from a few more of the verses of His holy book. First, let's hear the verses.
Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون.
We were trying to explain verse 48 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the Jewish nation, tells them firstly in the previous verse that they should remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly in this verse that they should beware of the day. And then it follows by describing what that day is, to tell us that this is a special day. You have to really beware of this day. The second description that was mentioned is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ. Allah will not accept any intercession that wants to come from the side or from the party of the sinner, the person who's committed the wrong deed. If they bring up someone for intercession, it's their choice. They cannot do that. You don't have that in the hereafter. In this world, you were used to it. Yes, you could have gotten someone to go and ask the person, for example, that you had destroyed their property, to please forgive this person, and be like, okay, I will forgive that person. There is none of that in the day of judgment. We were explaining, however, that this verse is not denying the concept of intercession completely. What it is denying is the issue of the sinner, the person that has committed the crime, to bring someone of their choice to get rid of the accusations or to get rid of the punishment that they have on the day of judgment without any particular criterion, without any reason, just because that person is an important person, an influential person, they can pull some strings. That's the intercession that we have in this life normally, and we're used to, people are used to that type of intercession. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is not there. Otherwise, as we mentioned in the previous session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran that actually there is intercession. There is definitely going to be intercession. The verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that the angels are going to be interceding for those who Allah is pleased with the angels interceding for. So there are going to be individuals, angels, and according to the narrations, the Holy Prophet and his progeny are going to have that power to intercede with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, before getting to the explanation of what is this concept of intercession, I wanted to also emphasize that both in the books of the Shia school of thought and also the Sunni school of thought, their books of hadith, there are a hadith, narrations of the Holy Prophet and in our books of the Imams that clearly indicate the issue of Shafa'ah, which again is in no contradiction with the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says there's no intercession except for those who He allows, except after He gives the permission. And those hadith just tell us that this is or these are some of the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given permission to intercede. I was actually reading a concise version of Sahih Bukhari, and in the first few pages that I found, there was a hadith by Abu Huraira, that Abu Huraira was not asking about the concept of shafa'ah and whether the concept exists or not. His question was actually, O Prophet, who will be receiving your intercession? That was what the question was. In other words, there's no question in his view that there is this concept of intercession and shafa'ah. The only question that he has is that, okay, we know that there is going to be such a thing. Who's going to be receiving that privilege? Who's going to be allowed to have that? That was what the question is. And hence, we want to explain this issue, that what is this concept of intercession after a person has committed crimes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told him not to. Now, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will punish you, I've promised punishment, and yet he has put some people there to intercede for this individual so that he is not punished. How does that make sense? How can we explain that? The explanation, to have an explanation for this, first we need to remember the point that was mentioned in the Holy Quran, that when it was discussing the intercession of the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they will not be giving intercession for anyone except for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them interceding for. In other words, not any old person, not just anybody that has committed crimes can be interceded for by the angels or according to the hadith by the Holy Prophet in the Ahlul Bayt. No, there are rules for it. For example, one of the ones that I can mention to you at this point is, there's a few narrations telling us that when our sixth Imam, Imam As-Sadiq Salamullah Alayh, his father was about to pass away, he quotes his father saying that he told us to gather around him, and he said, I want to tell you something important, and what that important thing is that the person who takes the prayer lightly is not going to be receiving the intercession of the Ahlul Bayt. Yes, I may be committing some sins, al-ayadu billah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from that, but I may be committing some sins, but there are certain ones that if I start doing those, then no, I will not be receiving intercession. Yes, again, according to the ahadith, according to our understanding of the Holy Quran, intercession is for sins that are serious sins, they're the greater sins, but not just any one of those, not for anybody. Not for someone, for example, that has committed sins all their life and doesn't believe in God, doesn't believe in the Ahlul Bayt, and they're going to be interceded for on the Day of Judgment. They've committed all kinds of crimes. That's not going to be the case. This hadith tells us that if we take, even if we believe in God, we believe in the Ahlul Bayt, we have the love of the Ahlul Bayt, yet we do not take prayer seriously. When the time comes in, I'm not even worried about prayer. If my prayer becomes qadha, the time runs out, I'm not even worried about that. I don't care. Okay, I'll make it up some other time. Then I forget totally that I even missed that prayer. And 5 years down the line, I'm trying to think, how many prayers did I miss? Okay. If it's like that, if that continues throughout my life, then the Ahlul Bayt have told us, no, you're not going to be getting the intercession. Just because you have the love for the Ahlul Bayt, that doesn't mean you're going to be getting it. This is a clear statement from the Ahlul Bayt. So this is one example. And the verse gave us the general criterion. There are rules for this, basically. There are rules for it. The intercession that is being denied, the existence of such intercession is being denied on the Day of Judgment, is the intercession that has not got any rules. The only rule it has is that you are in good terms with the person that's making the judgment or the person that was actually oppressed, for example. That's the only rule that it follows. This person that committed the crime is a very bad person, but because the person that's interceding for them is a good person, is known to be a good person, that's all it needs. No, that's not the case. That intercession is not going to be existing on that day. The intercession that will be happening is that people have actually raised their status to a certain level. If you have reached a certain level, if you have worked on yourself to a certain level, then you've slipped, you've had mistakes, you've committed crimes, you've committed sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, since you have reached this level, you've been able to get the bare minimum, I will allow intercession. And this brings us to the second point. The second point of the intercession is, one of the questions asked about intercession is, well, couldn't God just bless these people and forgive them? Why is there need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow these people? Why do the Ahlul Bayt have to come and intercede for us? He's the All-Merciful. The answer to that is, again, according to the Holy Quran, he says the angels, well, as we said, the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt are also follow the same rule. They will not intercede except for the ones that God is pleased with them interceding for. In other words, this is actually the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's got to allow it. If he doesn't allow it in every single case, it's not like he's given a blank check to these to a certain number of people that whoever they like to bring in and intercede for. No, there's a criterion for it. And he's the one that's giving them this power on every single occasion. So basically, brothers and sisters, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing that he gives it to us through means. Through the means of the Holy Prophet, through the means of the Ahlul Bayt. Just like we receive the blessings in this life through means. Who is it that Allah feeds us? Who is it that gives us sustenance? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the Holy Quran, and also based on rational explanation, which we don't have time here to explain, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives us everything we need in our life, every second of the life. But how do we receive it? We receive it through means. I am full after eating certain things. The food is provided for me. That food is a means for me, for example, to feel full afterwards. For me to be able to continue existing. For me to be able to continue living on this earth. So on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us through the Ahlul Bayt. Through the Holy Prophet. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, not independently the mercy of the Ahlul Bayt. No, they get their mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, logically and rationally, this does not contradict the concept of Tawheed. This is not against anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the Holy Quran. Actually, He has taught us in the Holy Quran that there will be intercession, and there's a very good explanation for it. I hope I was able to explain it in the right words. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to reach at least the bare minimum where we will be allowed the intercession by the Ahlul Bayt. Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya
خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله
سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى.